So for the June's Manshiurim, I'd like to talk about halachas of the 3 weeks in Tisha B'Av. The concept of the 3 weeks actually doesn't appear in the Mishnah and the Gemara. It's a later minik. The Mishnah in Tainis, at the very end of Tainis, and Avchafalo says, "V'shenichnas av nematim b'simcha." That aside from the day of Tisha B'Av, when we observe Avelus for the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we already reduce our sense of simcha from the beginning of Chodesh Av. That's what we call the 9 days. And this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, and Arachayim and Simitovkuf and Nunalat and Shulchan Aruch. Paskins that we do reduce our sense of simcha. There are different halachas that that apply to this period from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. That's how the Sfardim Paskin. The Ramah, throughout that Simen, Simitovkuf Nun Aleph, constantly says that the Ashkenazim are knowing that from Shavuos B'Tammuz we abstain from a particular action. And the Ashkenazim are knowing that from Shavuos B'Tammuz we don't do this. It seems like it's a recurring theme in the Ramah, that the Sfardim have a minig that for the 9 days we observe Avelus of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Of course, the Avelus that we observe during the 9 days is not as chomer as on Tisha B'Av, but we do expand to the 9 days. And the Ashkenazim expand from Shavuos B'Tammuz for the 3 weeks. Right? The 3 weeks from Shavuos B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, we mourn the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, and we abstain from certain activities during that period of time. So this is a later minhag that the Ashkenazim introduced. When do the 3 weeks begin? So we know the 3 weeks are flanked by Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, the two tainiyos. So at first glance, you'd say that the 3 weeks should start when the tainus of Shavuos B'Tammuz begins. The question is, when does that tainus begin? So, at first glance, you'd say that's a no-brainer. We know that on Tisha B'Av, we stop eating from Shkia of the previous night. It's a 24-hour tainus, but Shavuos B'Tammuz is what we call one of the minor fasts. It doesn't mean it's really minor, but it means, klapei Tisha B'Av, the Isurim of Shavuos B'Tammuz are not as serious. So, the Isra Achila and Shasiya, the Issa to eat and to drink on Shavuos B'Tammuz, we know, begin in the morning of Shavuos B'Tammuz. So at first glance, you think that the 3 weeks should start the morning of Shavuos B'Tammuz. That's when the fast begins, so that's when the Avelus of the 3 weeks should begin as well. How do we know that the Surm of Achil and Shasiya, that the tainess of Shavuos B'Tammuz only begins in the morning, doesn't begin at night? So that's actually a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's not in tainess. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Did someone bring a Rosh Hashanah? Okay. Gemara Rosh Hashanah is going on the Mishnah there. Mishnah Daf Yuches Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah says that the Shluchim of Bezdin, the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim that sat in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Edim would come to the Bezdin to be Mekavish Lechodesh, and the Bezdin would send out Shluchim to notify people when Rosh Chodesh is. So the Mishnah says that they would go out on Shisha Chodeshim. When there was something special about that month, then the Shluchim would go out to tell people when Rosh Chodesh is, because they had to know. So the Gemara there asks, why don't they go out on Tammuz and Teves? The Shluchim go out on different times, you know, Nisan, Elul, different months to ensure that people will observe the Yom Tovim appropriately. But why not go out on Tammuz and Teves as well? There are tainios there. There's Asar B'Teves, there's Shavuos B'Tammuz. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Maidachsev Koma Hashem, Tzom Haravi, Vitzom Hachamishi, Vitzom Hashvi, Vitzom Hoasiri, Yiel Leves Yehuda, Lesosim, Lesimcha, Lamadim Tov. And the Pasuk in Sefer Zechariah says that the Tzomos, the Dalet Tzomos, the Tzom Haravi, Shavuos B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av, and Asar B'Teves, and Tzom Gedalia, these Tzomos are going to be Soson, Lesimcha, Lamadim Tovim. So it seems a little bit strange, the Gemara says. Kari lehu tzom, but kari lehu sason v'simcha. The Navi Zechariah calls these tzomos tzom. That's what I would have imagined. They're fast, but it also calls it sason v'simcha. So how can that be? It's a stira. So it says the Gemara, b'zman shiye shalom yu l'sason v'simcha. Ein shalom tzom. It depends on the period in history. If it's a period in Jewish history when it's shalom, when there's peace, so then it's sason v'simcha. It's not a fast. It's l'sason v'simcha l'modim tovim. It's a yom tif. But Ein Shalom, if there is no peace, which as Rashi explains, if it's at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, then it's a tzom, then it's a fast. So the Gemara asks, if now we're talking Bisman Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's not a period of Sasan V'Simcha, it's not a period of Shalom, so these are fast. Shavuos B'Tammuz is a fast, Asar B'Tammuz is a fast, so the Shluchim should go out to tell people when Rosh Chodesh Tammuz was when Rosh Chodesh Teves was, that people know when to fast. So answers the Gemara, Amar of Papa Hachika Amar, Bizman Shia Shalom Yula Sosmul Simcha, Yej Gzera Samalchus Tzom, Ein Gzera Samalchus Vein Shalom Rotsu Misanin Rotsu Ein Misanin. There aren't two different types of periods, there really are three. You thought there are only two types of periods, that Bizman Shalom, then it's Lesasun Lesimcha. Bizman She'ein Shalom, then it's Tzom. Two possibilities. Comes the Gemara and says, no, there really are three. If it's Shalom, if it's a time when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, when Klal Yisrael have the upper hand, there's no Gzeras Malchus, there are no Tzaros, it's only Bizman of Sosun and Simcha. So then the Tzomos become Yomim Tovim. Conversely, if it's a time of Gzeras Malchus, very serious time of Tzoros, so then it's a Tzom. But let's say it's somewhere in the middle. Let's say it's not a time of Gzeras Malchus, it's not a time of Shalom. So what do we do? Is it a Tzom or is it Yomim Tovim? So comes the Gemara and says, no, then there's the middle ground. Then it's dependent on the Tzibur. Then Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. Then it's dependent on the whim of the Tzibur, so to speak, on the Nihug of the Tzibur. If Klal Yisrael accepts it as a Tzom in those periods, so then it's a Tzom. And if they don't accept it, then it's not a Tzom. It's a Rishus. So comes the Gemara and says, that's the answer. The reason why the Shluchim don't call it on Tammuz and Teves, even if we're talking Bizman Chur, Mes HaMikdash, it's not a time of Shalom. It's not a time of Shalom, but it's not a time of Gzeres Malchus either. Right? Since it's neither Shalom nor Gzeres Malchus, so then it's dependent on the Ratzon of the call. It's only Rishus. It's only Rishus, then the Shluchim are not going to go out. The Shluchim only go out for something that's a Chiyuv. If it's a Yom Tov, if it's a Tzom that's a Chiyuv, then the Shluchim are going to go out. But they don't go out for something that's a Rishus. So, Frekta Gemara, if so, then Tisha B'Av Nami. Why should the Shluchim go out for Av, to tell me when Rosh Chodesh Av is going to be? Presumably, that's to tell us when Tisha B'Av is going to be. But if it's a Zman, the Ein Shalom, the Ein Gzeres Malchus, in the middle of the road, so then it should be dependent on the Minigat Tzibur. So why should the Shluchim go out? Tisha B'Av should also be dependent on the Minig. It's Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. It should be a Rishus. Amar Rav Papa, Shani Tisha B'Av, Hol V'Huchpulu Bot Tzaros. Tisha B'Av is different, special. Tisha B'Av is a day that Huchpulu Bot Tzaros. What does that mean, Huchpulu Bot Tzaros? There were many, many Tzaros. Shivasu B'Tamas also had many Tzaros. The Mishnah at the end of Tainis and Daf Chavav lists five Tzaros that happened to Klal Yisrael on Shivasu B'Tamas and five Tzaros that happened on Tisha B'Av. So Shivasu B'Tamas should equal Tisha B'Av in its stringency. So comes Tosis in Rosh Hashanah and says that Tisha B'Av is Huchpulu Bot Tzaros. Why? Because the same Tzara occurred twice. The Churban Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Rishon, and Bayis Sheni occur on Tisha B'Av. So that makes it worse. It's not just five separate Tzaros, but there was one Tzara that was Huchpal. There was a Kfeilus, there was a double Tzara. Same Tzara occurred twice. What's more, Tosfos says that the Tzaros of Tisha B'Av in general were more chomer than the Tzaros of Shivasu B'Tamuz. Aside from the fact that the Tzara of the Churban Beis HaMikdash occurred twice, but the Tzaros of Tisha B'Av were more significant in general than the Tzaros of Shivasu B'Tamuz. So even though it's five and five, but the five of Tisha B'Av are more chomer. So Huchpal Bo Tzaros, therefore on Tisha B'Av, it's not dependent on Minigat Tzibur. Even in a time when it's not Gzeras Malchus, there still is a din of Tzom on Tisha B'Av. That's why the Shluchim go out on Av to tell us when Rosh Chodesh Av occurs so that we know when to fast on Tisha B'Av. Okay, this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. What emerges from this Gemara is that the rule of Rotsu Misanin, Rotsu Ein Misanin, that applies to the Gimel Tzomos. Tzom HaRevi, Tzom HaAsiri, Tzom HaShvi, but not Tzom HaChamishi. It doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. So at first glance, Tisha B'Av is a fast Midivrei Kabbalah. It's Midivrei Kabbalah. It's from the Nevi'im. It's in the Navi Zechariah. But the other Gimel Tzomos, Shivasu B'Tamuz, and Tzom Gedalia, and Asara B'Teves, these seem to be Tzomos that are dependent on the Minigat Tzibur. Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. If the Tzibur doesn't want to fast, then you don't have to. It's dependent on the Minigat Tzibur. It's not Midivrei Kabbalah. That's at first glance what you'd think. Since Huchpulu Bo Tzaros, the rule, the din of Sosam V'Simcha is completely mufka from Tisha B'Av, and you only have the din of Tzom. And that distinguishes Tisha B'Av, that it's different than the other Gimel Tzomos. This is what the Ramban writes. The Ramban, in his Toras HaAdam, the Toras HaAdam is a sefer that the Ramban wrote, collecting many of the halachas, different halachas. had it a little bit during the year in Ksubis. Ramban says, Perush on the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah, Suas 1. Yei shalom haynu bizman shebeis amigdash kayem, yi lusasanu lusimcha, ein shalom kigom bizman churban ve'ein sara, b'mokom yodua b'Yisrael. There's no gzeras malchus. That means that ein sara b'mokom yodua b'Yisrael. There's no place in Klal Yisrael where there's a tzara. Rotsu rov sibur rov Yisrael v'niskimu shalom li'sanos, ein matrichan aleim li'sanos, ein shluchim yotzim. The shluchim are not going to go out if rov Yisrael doesn't want to be misan. Rotsu rov sibur li'sanos misan. Says the Ramban, be careful. There's a Kabbalas Yisrael, Kabbalas Klal Yisrael, that the Tzibur has been mekabel upon themselves, Ladori Doros, to fast, even on the so-called minor fasts. They were mekabel. Even though Me'ikar Adin in the Gemara, it's dependent on the Kabbalas HaTzibur, Bizman HaZeh, we have been mekabel completely. Lefikach Zok the Ramban, Osa LeYochid Lifrotz Gidra. The Yochid is not allowed to be part together and say, look, it's dependent on the Minig HaTzibur. I don't want to accept the Minig. No, the Tzibur has been mekabel, and there's an obligation to do so. So from the Ramban, you get the impression that not only for Tisha B'Av is one mechuyev to fast, but for the other so-called minor fast, one is also obligated to fast, bizman hazeh. Beyond the Gemara, you get the impression it's just a minig. The Ramban says, no, nowadays, since the Tzibur was mekabel, then there's an obligation to fast even for the so-called minor fast. But how do you fast for these fasts? Right? What is that fast? Is it the same as Tisha B'Av? Now that we're Mekabel, now that the Tzibur was Mekabel upon themselves, even Shabbos HaBetamos, Sasar HaBetavis, and Tzom Gedaya, so they're mamish the same as Tisha B'Av. We start the fast with Ba'ol Yom. We have the Chamisha Inuyim in those Tzomos as well? Or do we say, no, Tisha B'Av is still unique? So comes the Ramban and says that the Ikar Adin, all of the Dalet Tzomos, even the other Gimel Tzomos, should be the same as Tisha B'Av. Once we makabel upon ourselves to fast, then it mamash should be the zel bazach, the same thing as Tisha B'Av. Skipping to the last line there, mustaber the kulu arba tzomos tainis tzibarhein. First glance, you'd say that hashta the kiblu alayu, then the tzomos even for the so-called minor fasts are the same as for Tisha B'Av. Unaviyim gozru also the neviim, the Navi Zechariah has all the tzomos, all the dalet tzomos are mentioned in the Navi Zechariah. Okay, so meikar adin Tisha B'Av starts off as mochama, but bizman hazeh they're all the same. Once there was a Kabbalah Satzibur to fast all the other fasts as well, then they should be the same as Tisha B'Av at first glance. V'chol chumrei tainus aleihem, zok the Ramban, v'fsikim b'hem min v'od yom, v'asurim b'rechitzu, b'sicha b'nils hasandol, v'tashu shamita, k'tisha B'Av. At first glance, you'd say that the Gimel Tzomos are the same as Tisha B'Av. U'krom makish lohu k'tisha B'Av. The Pasuk in Zechariah compares the two. So why should I say it's any different? Comes the Ramban and says, you're right, Me'ikar Adin is really should be the same. Ela ha'idna kevan b'zman d'lekat sara b'teilin, ratzu nogul l'sanas b'hen, d'lo ratzu lina b'chumas halal. Since ha'idna, since b'zman azem, it's lekat sara. It's a time when there's no gezeras malchus. So there is no chiyuv, Me'ikar Adin, to fast for the gimel, somos. It's really Me'ikar Adin is dependent on Minigat Sibur, says the Ramban. So the Tzibur was never mekabel these chumers by the other gimel tzomos. That's why the chumers of Tisha B'Av, that it's a 24-hour fast and all the chamisha inuyim apply, that will not hold true for the gimel tzomos. Because since the gimel tzomos bizman hazeh are a function of the kabbalas hatzibur, it's not bizman gzeras malchus. Me'ikar adin, it shouldn't apply. So even though it does apply because the Tzibur was mekabel, but it's a function of the Kabbalah Satzibur. The Kabbalah Satzibur is not for the Chumis of Tisha B'Av. So you don't have to stop Mibod Yom. You don't have to accept upon yourself the Yisra Achila and Shesiyah Mibod Yom. The Chamishinuim don't apply because the Tzibur was not Makabel. Because Me'ikar Adin, these Chumis would not apply Bizman She'ein Shalom Ve'ein Gzeres Malchus. Because Me'ikar Adin, the Chumis of Tisha B'Av don't apply to the Gimel Tzomos, Bizman she'ein shalom ve'ein gzeres malchus. It's all a function of the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Satzibur was not for the Chumis, so then it's not going to apply to those tzomos. But comes the Ramban and says, Me'ikar Adin, the Loshon Tzom really does mean what it means for Tisha B'Av. It means, Mibod Yom, you have to stop eating. Chamisha Inuyim should apply. The Ikar Adin, that is what so means. So if that's the case, what should be the din by the Gimel Somos Bizman Gezeras Malchus? What do you think? Bizman Gezeras Malchus, if they're at Tzaros. What should be the din by the Gimel Somos, not Tisha B'Av? The Bod Yom. Chamisha Inuyim should apply. Because all the Chumras of Tisha B'Av really should apply. The Ramban seems to define the word Tzom in the Pasuk in Sefer Zechariah as meaning all the Chumras of Tisha B'Av. And since the word Tzom applies not only to Tisha B'Av, but it's used regarding the Gimel Tzomos as well, then all the Chumras of Tisha B'Av really should apply to the Gimel Tzomos. Either Ramban just told you it's dependent on the Kabbalah of the Tzibur. No, that's only Bizman She'ein Sholom Ve'en Gzeres Malchus. But Bizman that is a Gzeres Malchus, then all the Chumras of Tisha B'Av should apply to the Gimel Tzomos as well. Because the word Tzom is said for the Gimel Tzomos too, and the word Tzom, the Ramban seems to be interpreting, means all the Chumras of Tisha B'Av. Says the Ramban, Avol Me'ikir Takona Vaday Asur Nei Bekula. Even the Gimel Tzomos should be Asur in all the Chumras of Tisha B'Av. Dlogora Gzeres Neviim Gzeres Bezim Betanios Emtsoyos Vachronos. Bechol the Tikkun Neviim Ke'enda Raisa Tikkun. Tisha B'Av V'Arba Tzomos Kiyom HaKippurim Le'inoy. The Gzeres Neviim applies to the other Tzomos, so if we compare the other Tzomos to Tisha B'Av, then the Chumras of Tisha B'Av should apply to the other Tzomos. But they only apply to the other Tzomos if Me'ikar Adin, there's a Tzom. Right? So, Bizman Shiyesh Gzeres Malchus, Me'ikar Adin, there is a Din Tzom even for the other Tzomos, then you'd have to stop Me'bod Yom, and you'd have to be knowing the Chamish Shinim, just like Tisha B'Av, because really Me'ikar Adin, the rule of Tzom can apply to the other Tzomos, because the whole mocker of the other Tzomos is from the Navi Zechariah, and that Navi calls the other Tzomos a Tzom. So even though Tisha B'Av is more chomer, Tisha B'Av is chomer that even during this middle type of period, Bizman She'ein Sholom Ve'en Gzeres Malchus, you still have all the chomers of a Tzom. That's because Hol V'Chuch B'Lubot Tzaros, Tisha B'Av breaks the rules. We apply the rule of Gzeres Malchus to Tisha B'Av all the time. But since Me'ikar Adin, the other Tzomos are also called the Tzom, so at least during the time of Gzeres Malchus, where the Din Tzom, where the need to fast is not just the Kabbalah Satzibur, but rather it's Chal Me'ikar Adin based on the Pasuk, so the rule should be for the other Tzomos that all the Chamish Shanim should apply, and you should have to stop in Ba'od Yom. That's what emerges from the Ramban. Questions? Yeah. The Netziv, in his Sefer Hamek Sha'ola on the Shildos, he quotes other Rishonim that disagree with the Ramban. Other Rishonim claim that the term Tzom doesn't necessarily mean Chamisha Inuyim. It doesn't mean all the Chumras of Tisha B'Av as we apply them. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. That's not what Tzom means. Tzom means Achil and Shasiya, not eating, not drinking. Right? The regular Isurim of Atanis. It doesn't mean the Chamisha Inuyim. Aye, but in Tisha B'Av we have all the Chamisha Inuyim as well. Okay, maybe that's a later takana, but the fact that the word Tzom is used in the Pasuk to describe Tisha B'Av and the other fast, it doesn't necessarily mean that the other fasts are similar to Tisha B'Av, that all the Chumras of Tisha B'Av should apply to the other fasts. Now, some Rishonim say the word Tzom doesn't include all the Chamisha Inuyim. It applies to Achila and Shasiya. So Rav Shternbach in his Mardim Uzmanim wants to suggest that this machlokas, whether Tzom, the word Tzom, pshat and posuk, what does the word Tzom mean? Does it mean all the Chamisha Inuyim, all the Chumras of Tisha B'Av, or does it only mean Achila and Shasiya? It should depend on another machlokas Rishonim. We know that on Yom Kippur, everyone says that there's an Isser, there's a Chiyuv to abstain from the Chamisha Inuyim, right? Achila and Shasiya, Rechitz and Tzicha, Nilas Asandl and Tashri Shamita, 5 Inuyim, Achila and Shasiya, definitely Daraisa. What's the din regarding the Sha'ar Inuyim? Din that on Yom Kippur you have to abstain from the Sha'ar Inuyim as well. From Tashri Shamita, Nilas Asandl, from Achitz and Tzicha. Is that Doraisa? Or not Doraisa? For the Gemara in Yuma learns these other Inuyim from the word Shabbosan. It said regarding Yom Kippur, the Pasuk uses the word Shabbosan a number of times. So we learn the Sha'ar Inuyim from Shabbosan, but that's the Shaila, the Rishonim. Is that just an Asmachta Ba'alma, or is that a real Drasha? Rav Shternbach wanted to say, this Machlokas Rishonim, whether Sha'ar Inuyim on Yom Kippur, Adaraisa, or only Drabonon, that goes to the essence of what Tzol means. V'nisim es nafsho seichem. What is called inui? Does inui mean the shar inuyim as well? Right? The chamish inuyim are included in the lashon inui. How do I know that they're included in the lashon inui? The word shabbosim is megal. The word shabbosim is a drasha that teaches me that inui means all the inuyim. So if that's the case, then it makes sense that Tzol in the Navi Zechariah is talking about the chamish inuyim. Right? V'nisim es nafsho seichem and Tzol is similar. So if inui and so mean the chamish inuim, then it would be logical to say me'ikar adin, all the chamish inuim apply to all of the tzomos, because if the pasuk uses the lashon tzom for all of the tainyas me'ikar adin bisman gezeras malchus, then all the chamish inuim should apply to the gimel tzomos. The other rishonim say no, the shari inuim on yom kippur are only midrabbana. Inui does not include that. Shabbosin is just an asmachta ba'alma. So if Inu doesn't include the Shari Nuyim, then Tzom probably doesn't include the Shari Nuyim either. So if Tzom doesn't include the Shari Nuyim, Me'ikar Adin, the Gimel Tzomos are not like Tisha B'Av. They're not like Tisha B'Av. So it's just a minig ba'alma to observe a Tzom for the Gimel Tzomos, and there would be no reason Me'ikar Adin to have all the Chumas of Tisha B'Av applied to the Gimel Tzomos. This is a major machlokas Rishonim. The Ikar Adin, do we say that the Chumas of Tisha B'Av applied to the Gimel Tzomos or not? The Ikar Adin. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, in Simen Tov Kuf Nun, the previous Simen, right, to the one that we quoted in the beginning, and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Sif Aleph, HaKol Chayovim Le'asan Asar B'Tzom Asar Lo Lavo Asu Lifrot Gedri, quotes the Ramban, Losh of the Ramban. Everyone has to fast on these tzomos. Okay. Doesn't tell us too much. Okay, Siv Beis. What is the Shulchan Aruch? Tzomos halal l'chutz mitisha b'av, mutarim b'rechitza, sicho nilas hasana v'tashu shamita, in tzorech l'afsik b'ahem mib'od yom. So up to Shulchan Aruch, you could be mekel. For the gimel tzomos, you could be mekel. Tisha b'av z'mocham. You have to stop mib'od yom, and you have the chamish inuyim. Yeah? The other tzomos seems to be more calm. Now, is that a raya as to how the Shulchan Aruch is paskening in the Machlokas, the Ramban, and the other Rishonim? Not necessarily, because the Shulchan Aruch could be talking about what period of time in Jewish history?
When he's ready.
Ein Shalom, Ein Gzeras Malchus, middle of the road. Right? So it's not Yom Tovim, it's not Zman of Shalom, it's not Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not Zman of Gzeras Malchus either, the normal situation, where it's somehow somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle, so the chiyuv to fast on the Gimel Tzomos is dependent on Kabbalah Satzibar. So the Kabbalah wasn't for the Chumras of Tishba. So Shulchan Aruch says there's no need to stop Mibod Yom, and you don't have to be knowing the Chamish Shenui. Comes the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah in the Shaar Tzion. It's a cotton test. So in the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Vav, he says, "Ubal nefesh yachmir b'kulan kamo b'tisha b'av." The Mishneh Berurah already makes a comment that makes you realize there's something funny going on. A bal nefesh should be machmir in all of the inyonim like tisha b'av. Gevalt! Wow, that's quite a chumr. Did you ever hear that? Bal nefesh should be machmir. We don't always say people have to be machmir. Mishneh Berurah says bal nefesh should be machmir. Why? He says, "Zok d'shar atzin in Sivkot and Tes." Klal Yisrael is beset by a lot of tzoras from the goy. V'im kein chal etzem hachiyav al hagimel tzomos kemo al tishbav lefi divrei haramban. So up to Mishneh Berurah and Shaar Tzion, from the Ramban alein, from the lashon of the Ramban, you see that the etzem hachiyav of the gimel tzomos is like tishbav because it's bizman de'ikah tzoras. It's a time of gzeras malchus. Gzeres Malchus that breaks the rules. We go back to the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin, according to the Ramban, the Gimel Tzomos like Tisha B'Av, because the Lashon Tzom is used in the Navi Zechariah to refer to the Gimel Tzomos as well. The Ikar Adin, if they're at Tzaras, so then we have to observe the Chumas. Masik Mevod Yom, Chamishay Nuyim, etc. Zokter Shaar Tzion, the Gon, also was Machmer for the Ramban. The Bir Agua quotes the Ramban. The Ikar Adin, you have to be Machmer, even in the Gimel Tzomos, if it's a Zman the Ikar Tzara. And then the Shaar Tzion quotes from the Shalom that it's not only for the Chumras of the Shari Nuyim, Chamishay Nuyim, but Tzorech la'bal nefesh, tzorech la'hafzik gami ba'od yom, says the Shalom. Wow, a 24-hour fast. Asar b'teves, tzom gedalia. Most people never heard of this. It's a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah. But where did the Mishnah Berurah come from? The Ramban. It's just the Ramban. If you're machmir for the Ramban, what comes out is that bizman the ikah gzeres malchus, then you taka machuyah to be masik mivod yom, and to be machmir for the chamisha inuim. Because be'emes me'ikar adin the gimel tzomas alike tishabo. It's just bizman the ikah. Bisman the ain shalom the ain gzeres malchus. So then there's a kula. There's a kula from the pasuk. It seems as though there's a kula. So we say that the Kabbalah Satzibur is what determines what kind of a fast you have. So the Tzibur was never makabel such a stringent fast for the Gimel Tzomos. But if it's bisman the ikah gzeres malchus, that's the ikar adin. The same chumrah should apply to the Gimel Tzomos. Rabbi Shefter quotes in Nefesh HaRav from the Rav that during the years of the Holocaust there were those who were machmir. That was a time that mamish were terrible, terrible tzaras, as we don't know. So he quotes in the Nefesh HaRav in the last page in the packet that many were machmir. Many were machmir even for the other fasts, even those who had the opportunity to eat. Unfortunately, many people didn't even have the opportunity to eat. But even those who were able to eat, they were machmir during the Holocaust, during the years of the war, to be makabel upon them, not to be makabel, but actually to fast mevod yom with the chamishin, not because of a kabbalah, but because they thought me'ikar adin, if it's a zman of gzeras malchus, you're mechuyev to fast on the gimel tzomos with all the chumras of Tisha B'Av. All the chumras of Tisha B'Av. This is the second paragraph that I asked you to see in the source 6. Right? It's not a function of Kabbalah Satzibur if it's Zman de Ikatzar. So when there's Gzeres Malchus, then that's the Chiyuv. That's not a Kabbalah. That's the Chiyuv that you're actually Mechuyev to fast, just like Tisha B'Av. Okay, this is point number one. Questions? Bizman Hazeh, Baruch Hashem, we don't have the same kinds of tzomos. It's not a Zman of Gzeres Malchus. So therefore, the Gimel Tzomos are not as chomer as Tisha B'Av. You don't have to stop Nevod Yom. You don't have to observe the Chamishei Nuyim, Shivasa B'Tamas, Asar B'Tevis, and Tzom Gedalim. So, at first glance, you say that the 3 weeks should start Shivasa B'Tamas in the morning. That's when the Tzom starts. That's when the fast starts. That's when we abstain from eating and drinking. So, if we abstain from eating and drinking, that's when the Avelus of the Churban Beis HaMikdash apparently is beginning. Right? That's what Shivasa B'Tamas is all about. It's Avelus for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So you think at first glance that the 3 weeks, that all the avelus of the 3 weeks that we observe should start the morning of Shivasa B'Tamas. And that's quite important, meaning it's quite important to know when the 3 weeks begin. Let's say a person forgets to shave before the night of Shivasa B'Tamas. Can he shave then? Let's say a person wants to have a chasana that night. Let's say he wants to listen to music. Very often people find themselves in camps during that period of time. And music is a very important part of camp. Right, so you're allowed to listen to music the night of Shivasa B'Tamas, or should we say no? The 3 weeks have begun, that's it, it's over. Very, very important shaylos that come up each and every year. What's the din? Should we say that the 3 weeks begin the morning of Shivasa B'Tamas, or do we say that no, from the night of Shivasa B'Tamas, the period of the 3 weeks already begins? So at first glance, if you were to ask me, I'd say the 3 weeks should begin the morning of Shivasa B'Tamas. That's when the tainus begins. I know that the calendaric date of Shivasa B'Tamas starts with the night. Right, the Jewish calendar, the day follows the night. So inside the calendar, we'd say Shavuos of the Thomas begins at night. But we don't really care when the day of Shavuos of the Thomas begins. We're trying to see when does the Avelus V'chum Beis HaMikdash begin. And presumably that should start when the Tainus of Shavuos of the Thomas begins. The Tainus of Shavuos of the Thomas, Bizman Azeh, Bizman She'ein Shalom Ve'en Gzeres Malchus, if that begins in the morning of Shavuos of the Thomas, then presumably the Avelus of the 3 weeks should also begin then. But the emes is, it's not so clear that that's true. It could be, there are many sources that might indicate that even if the Isra Achil, the Isurim of Achil and Shasia only begin the day in the morning of the fast, but the Yom HaTainis actually begins at night. The Yom HaTainis begins at night, the night of Shiras HaVetamas, the night of Asar Betevis, the night of Tzom Gedaya. That's when the Tainis actually begins. It's just as a Heter Achilu Shasia until daybreak. It's not that the Tainis begins at daybreak, but rather, the Tainis really begins at night. The Yom HaTainis really begins at night. But there's a Heter of Achil and Shasia. The Kabbalah Satzibur was only that Achil and Shasia begins at daybreak. But it's not that the Tainis begins in the morning. The Tainis really begins at night. What do I mean? Why should I assume that the Tainis begins at night if we're still allowed to eat and drink until the morning? Does someone have a Gemara Tainis? I forgot all the story. Go ahead. Thank you very much. Someone went out and bought a Gemara Tainis. You see? It's a good thing. Okay. The Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph makes a very interesting comment. Tanu Rabbanan, at Masai Ocha B'Shol Sachi, Yala Amur HaShachar, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Lozer Bar Shimon Omer Akros Agev. Machlokes Rebbe Lozer Bar Shimon and Rebbe, until when can a person eat on the day of a Tainis? Rebbe holds until Alos HaShachar. Elazar Reb Shimon says, until crows hagev, until the rooster crows. Which one is first? The rooster probably crows a little bit earlier, right? I haven't been up at that time recently. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I have a rooster in Washington Heights. Aha. Okay, that's a thought. I have to consider that. Okay. So, at daybreak, sometime at the beginning of the day. Amar Abaye, lo shonu el shlogomar sudas. So comes Abaye and says, this machlokas, until when are you allowed to eat and drink on the morning of a tainis, that's only if lo gomar sudaso. Have lo gomar sudaso eino och, but if you finished your suda, gomar sudaso, then you're not allowed to eat. If gomar sudaso, then you can't eat. Yeah. Eis ve'rova, so Rava asks, gomar v'amad hareza ochel. There's a brayso that says the gomar va'amad, you finish your suda, you stood up from the meal, and reza ochel gets the leaves. It's a steer against the back, kash against the back. The gemara hasam kishelo silek. I will answer. That's where lo silek. What does it mean lo silek? So Rashi explains lo silek means you didn't take away the tavli, you didn't take away the table. When they were finished eating, they would take away the table. We don't move the table; we take away the food. But basically, the gemara is saying if you didn't clean up, you stood up. So you were finished eating, but you didn't clean up the table. So when you clean up the table, that's a hesach hadas from your achila. So comes Abaye and says that if gomar sudas, that doesn't mean you finished eating. It means you finished eating and you're mesiach das from the suda. You clean up the table, so you demonstrated that you're finished eating and you're not expecting to eat anymore until after the tanis. So then you're not allowed to eat and drink even before daybreak. Once you're finished eating, there has to be a real gemar. It has to be a hesach hadas. So if Silek, that's a real Gemara, that's a Hesach Hadas, then you're mamish not a levy. Ika the Yarmi, Amar Rava, lo shonu ela kishalo yoshin. Rava says differently. Right? Rava says it's not lo shonu ela shalo gomar sudasa, but lo shonu ela shalo yoshin. You didn't go to sleep. Abu yoshin eino ocha. But if you went to sleep, then you can't eat anymore. Abai and Rava have a machlokas over here. What's the koveya? Is the koveya once you stopped eating, or is the koveya when you go to sleep? Esvei Abaye is against Rava. Yoshein ve'amad areza ochel. The Braisa says you went to sleep, you can still eat. Sedacha kasha against Rava. Hasam b'misnatnesa. Answer the Gemara. No, that's when you didn't really go to sleep. You're just dozing. You're dozing like some people doze other times during the day. Different times that people doze. Never during shir. But right. So there's different times that people doze. So dozing is not real sleeping. Right, so if all you're doing is dozing, that's not called sleeping. So basically, what emerges from the Gemara is that once you're really mistalek from your achila, once you have a hesach hadas from the achila, so then you're not allowed to eat even before alos hashachar. The question is, when does that occur? What's the koveya? Abaye says it's a function of being mistalek the shulchan. You take away the shulchan, you stop eating, and you mistalek the shulchan, and it's over. That's a hesach hadas from achila. And Rava says, no, it's sleeping. Just because you stop eating, it doesn't mean you won't have a snack. Sleeping is the koveya. Al-Pidin, that's the koveya that tells me that that you have hesach hadas machila, and then you're not allowed to eat even before alos hashachar. Yes.
Would that be a problem for people that like go to sleep and they wake up like a half hour before the fast?
No, it's not a problem if you make a tanai, so then even sleeping, right? Even if you're doing a real sleep, although from the Gemara you get the impression that if you have a real sleep, not just misnamnein, then it's a problem, that's because it's a hesach hadas. But if you say that you're not meisiach dasa, meaning you expect to eat, you want to get up early dafka to eat before the tanis, then that's permissible, because you have been koveya that there's no hesach hadas from your eating, even after going to sleep.
So, but if someone happens to wake up, then at that point that's a problem.
Correct. If a person goes to sleep expecting not to wake up before the tanis, and then somehow a fire alarm goes off, and they happen to wake up before the tanis, then they're not allowed to eat, correct? Because their assumption was that they weren't going to eat, so they were mesir das. Correct. Correct. So the pele on this Gemara is, why should it be a function of whether I have hesach hadas, I don't have hesach hadas? The tainis doesn't begin before daybreak. If the Kabbalah Sat Sibur for the Gimel Tzomos was not to fast until Alos HaShachar, until Kros HaGever, the tainis doesn't begin. So what kind of a game are we playing? What if a person is Mesiach Das, then he can't eat? If he's not Mesiach Das, then he can't eat? It's not a Hesach Das issue. It's a function of when the Tainus begins. Doesn't the Tainus only begin at daybreak? Comes the Rav in Shirim Lezecher Abba Mori in Chelek Aleph, in page Pei Dalet, he gave a yardside shir about this. The Rav suggested, from this Gemara you see that the Yoma Tainus really begins at Tzeisak Ochav. It begins at Shkiyah. Shkiyah is a time of Sofik Tzeisak Ochav. Already from Shkiyah, from Tzeisak Ochav, the Yoma Tainus really begins. The only thing is, there's a heter achila. The Kabbalah Satsiba was that even though the Yom HaTainis really is beginning at Tzeisak Ochavim, but there's a heter achila until Alos HaShachar. A heter achila until Yom Meisiach Das from eating. There's a heter achila, but if Yom Meisiach Das from eating, then that heter is over. It's not just that there's a heter achila until daybreak. There's a heter achila until Yom Meisiach Das. Until there's a Gemar Suda, so to speak. Gemar Suda is the Lashon of the Rav, right? Gemar Suda. If you're Mesiach Das, that's called the Gemar Suda. Abaye says, if you're Mesalik the Shulchan, that's a Gemar Suda. Rava says, if you're Yoshein, Al-Pidin, that's a Gemar Suda. If you didn't make it tonight. But that's a Heter Achila. Me'ikar Adin, the Tainus really begins at nighttime. That's what you see clearly from this Gemara. And that's what you need. Right, that's why there still might be an Isra Achila before daybreak, because the Tainus really began. It's just there's a Heter Achila until you Mesiach Das, until you have a Gemar Suda. So if you make it a Gemar Suda, then there will be an Isra even before Alos HaShachar, because the Tainus really begins at night. The Rav brought several other Rayas to this Yisod that the Yom HaTainus really begins at night. One Raya he brought was from Rishonim. Comments of the Rishonim on the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos. This is quoted by the Rif in Tainus. If you want, you can turn to the handout on page 3. Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yona b'shem Rav Oma. Afilu, right, page 3. Afilu yochid shagozer al atzmo Tainus tzarech lahazkin me'ein hama'ora. Even for a Tainus Yachid, you have to mention Me'ein Hamor. What does Me'ein Hamor mean? Yalla B'yavo, Ritzei? I mean, we don't do that on a Tainus. What does Me'ein Hamor mean on a Tainus? Anenu, right? Tfilas, what the Rishonim called Tfilas Tainus. Anenu. You have to mention Me'ein Hamor in the Tainus. Heichan Omer, where do you say Anenu in the Tfil of the Tainus? Rav Zeira B'shem Rav Huna Omer, Omer Kalele Shabbos Ukiyomo, Perish Ka'arva Shachar Semincha. You say Kalele Shabbos Ukiyomo, just like we'd say on Shabbos and Yalla B'yavo on Yom Tov. Anenu, on a tainus, you say, in all the tefillas, arve shachris and mincha. All the tefillas. Anenu is recited in all the tefillas of the tainus. That's what the Yerushalmi seems to say. That's how the Rif seems to be paskening. Because he quotes it. He doesn't argue. He quotes it. And in fact, Rov Rishonim seem to pasken like this. Like this braisa that's quoted in the Gemara in Shabbos. Rov Rishonim pass like this, that you say Anenu on a Tainus and all the Tfilas of the Tainus. The Balamor argues. The Balamor and Tainus, there in the previous, in the next page in the packet, in page 4. The Baal HaMor writes, maybe if the Tainus begins at Tzeis HaKochavim, you could say Aneinu with Ma'ariv, but why should we? L'didan, the Kaimalon, she'ein Tainus Tzibah b'bavel at Hishba b'lvan, kol shor shemutel olechol ein lo l'hispal al tfilas Tainus. L'fikach ein lano tfilas Tainus ele bayom. Zok de Baal HaMor, Aneinu is only recited when you don't eat. So since for the Gimel Tzomos, you're still going to eat until daybreak, so then you would say Aneinu only during the day. You wouldn't say it at night. It's interesting. The Baal HaMor seems to be saying that for Shachris you would say Aneinu, not just Mincha. But not at Maariv, says the Baal HaMor. Because you're eating at night, so why would you say Aneinu? Comes Rashi in Masech the Shabbos and quotes from the Gaonim's middle pshita. I wouldn't call it a pshar, it's a little different. What do the Gaonim say? The Gaonim say, Me'ikar Adin Ro Rishonim Arayt. The Gaonim came before the Rishonim. The Gaonim say, Me'ikar Adin, you really should say Aneinu for all the tefillahs of the times. But what are we afraid of? Shema Yimotze Shakran B'tefillah. So if you'll say Aneinu and Marev and Shachas, maybe you'll forget and you'll drink from the water fountain. You'll forget and you'll eat the breakfast. Then you'll turn out to be a Shakran B'tefillah. So you said, Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu B'yom Tzom Tani Seinu. And it turns out it wasn't a Tzom for you. So come to Gaonim and say, the minute develop, you should say Aneinu only b'tfilas Mincha, because that's already viewed as a significant tainus. Even if you were to break your fast, it's still a tzom because you fasted until after Chatzos. Can't have a Mincha before Chatzos. It would be best not to break the tainus at all, not to break the fast at all. But even if you break the tainus, it's still called a tainus. You won't be a shakern b'tfilas. So that's the middle of the road. Rov Rishon and Paskin, you say Aneinu in all the tefillas. The Baal HaMor says Maariv definitely not. Rashi quotes in the Gaonim that even Shachris not, but not because Me'ikar Adin you shouldn't, you really should, but we're afraid Shem Yimotzi Shachem b'tefillaso, so therefore you only say Aneinu in tefillas Mincha. So the Pele is, what do you think the simple Shita is? Should you say Aneinu for all the tefillas or not for all the tefillas? Rov Rishonim say you should say Aneinu for all the tefillos. Why? But the Tainus doesn't begin until daytime, until the morning. So what kind of Tzom Tani Seinu is this at night? You're going to say Aneinu for Maariv? No one's fasting Maariv time. Why should you say Aneinu at that time? So comes the Ramban in his Mochamas and Tainus, and he says, I'll tell you, it's Pashut. Just a snippet from the Ramban and the Mochamas on that Baal HaMor. The Ramban justifies the Rif. The Ramban says you should say Aneinu for all the tefillas. Why? He says, "Avol mishakibul all of tainus b'tefillas amincha uba'arv is bole his filo tefillas tainus abshita the mispala." Why should you say Aneinu in ma'ariv of the tainus? The yom shalem hu, says the Ramban. Yom shalem hu. What kind of yom shalem? But doesn't the tainus begin in the morning? Dr. Rav, no. The Ramban is saying, according to Rav Rishonim, the tainus begins at night. There's a dispensation. The tainus really me'ikar adin begins at night. You can call it Tzom Tani Seinu even for Maariv. The Isra Achila and Shasia only begin by day because there's a dispensation. There's a heter achila. There's a heter achila until you have a hesach hadas from your eating. But the Yom HaTainus really begins at night. If the Yom HaTainus begins at night, you could say Aneinu even for Tfilas Arvis. Even for Tfilas Arvis. That's the position of Rov Rishonim. So that also proves that the Yom HaTainus really begins at night. And the third Raya that the Rav brought is from the idea of Kabbalas Tainus. When do we have to be Mekabala Tainus? So all the Taini Yosiva, we're not Mekabal. We don't have to be Mekabal. The Tziva was Mekabal, so you don't have to be Mekabal in your Tfilas Mincha. Let's say a person wants to fast the Tainus Yachid. Does he have to be Mekabal Tainus? The answer is yes. He's supposed to be Mekabal Tainus B'Shas Mincha. B'Shas Mincha. So why should you be Mekabal Tainus B'Shas Mincha? You can't be Mekabal after that. Till when can you be Mekabal Tainus? So the Rishonim say, until Tzeis HaKochavim of the previous day. Until Shkia of the previous day. Why? Why can't you be Mekabal Tainus until the morning? That's when the Tainus begins. There's another halacha, that aside from a Tainus Yachid, where you fast the whole day, there's a concept called a Tainus Shos, where you fast some hours. A few hours. when are you makabel tainis before tainis shows? So that the Rishonim say you can be makabel the tainis right before the shows. You don't have to be makabel that in mincha of the previous day. So what's the difference? When it comes to a tainis yachid, you got to be makabel b'shas mincha. When it comes to the tainis shows, you can be makabel immediately before the shows. My shna zemi zem. There comes the rush in tainis and simin yud gimel in the first parak. The rush says I'll tell you in simin yud beis. And says, I'll tell you what, V'yeshlomar dehasam humachuyev, page 2. V'yeshlomar dehasam humachuyev tainis yom sholem, hilkach tzara kabbalah kodim sheyaskal ha-tainis. If your tainis is yom sholem, then you have to be makabal the tainis before the yom. So if you're fasting a whole day, you have to have the kabbalah, b'shas minch, you have to have the kabbalah before tzayisak ha-hom, before the shkia of the previous day. Because the tainis is a yom shalem. You have to be makabel before the yom. But I'm still going to be eating that night. It doesn't matter. The tainis begins balayla. We paskin that the day follows the night, halachically. So the yom of the tainis really begins at night. It's just there's a dispensation when it comes to achil and shasiyah that you can still eat and drink until daybreak. But because the tainis begins at night, you have to be makabel tainis before the tainis. But tainis shows? The tainis shows doesn't begin at night. The tainis shows begins at the shah. It begins when the shows begin. So if you're makabel tainis, let's say from 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so 9 o'clock in the morning is before the tainis. So it's before the tainis. If you're makabel tainis, then you have to be makabel beforehand. So all these three rayas, the ikar, the basic gemara and tainis and daf yud beis about not being able to eat even before alos hashachar if one is mesalek sudaso, if one is gomer sudaso, and the din of Anenu, that the Rosh Hashanah say that you say Anenu on the Tainus even for Mariv, the night before, and this halacha of Kabbalah's Tainus, all three halachas seem to prove that when it comes to a Tainus Yochid, certainly in terms of the Kabbalah's Tainus, but even the Tainios Sibur, even the Gimel Tainios, which are similar to Tainios Yochid in the fact that they're related to the Kabbalah of the Tzibur, the Yom HaTainis actually begins Mibaod Yom. Begins, I shouldn't say Mibaod Yom, it begins at Seisak HaHom, begins at Shkia. So if we're to say that Shirasa B'Tamas really begins at Shkia, doesn't begin at Alosa Shachar of Shirasa B'Tamas, so then it makes a lot of sense that the 3 weeks, the Avelis of the 3 weeks should begin at night. It should begin at Shkia, begin at Seisak HaHom. So that means that if a person wants to shave, he should do so before Shkia, the night of Shirasa B'Tamas. He wants to be Osek and Dvarim Shal Simcha, he wants to play music before Shkia of Shirasa B'Tamas. Rabbi Shechter has in Nefesh HaRav in page Kuf Tzadivav that the Rav, I think this idea was actually quoted by the Talmidim to the Rav after the Shir. He pointed out that the Torah Sashlomim, one of the mechaberim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Nida, so he has a line in Hilchas Nida, because there it's talking about if a Nida can eat meat the night of the night she goes to the mikveh, we're afraid she'll get the meat stuck in the teeth. So that's the discussion there. So the Torah Sashlomim says that a person really shouldn't eat basa v'yayin the night of a tainus. Basa v'yayin, the night of a tainus. You're eating. You can eat a 3-course meal. But not basa v'yayin. You should eat milchiks, but don't eat basa v'yayin. Why not basa v'yayin? We're afraid to get stuck in your teeth. What does that have to do with anything? So no, the answer is not. It's not a function of getting stuck in the teeth. Why don't we eat basa v'yayin the night before a tanis? That's because the tainios are an avelus for the churban beis hamikdash, and we know one of the observances of avelus for the churban beis hamikdash is not to eat basa, not to eat yayin, not to drink yayin. We'll see. Our minig is during the 9 days we don't eat basa. The minig of some places is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The minig in some places was the whole 3 weeks they didn't eat basa. The chumrah that many are not knowing that minig, but that's for avelus of the churban beis hamikdash. So if all the tainios besides tainios esten, all the other tainios, the gimel tainios that Zechariah mentions are an avelus of the churban beis hamikdash, so it's appropriate, says the Torah Sashlom, not to eat basa, not to drink wine the night before the tanis. So that's exactly the point. The night before the tanis is part of the tanis. It's part of the, once you have shkia or tzeisav achavim, certainly, then your tanis has already begun. So therefore, it's appropriate not to eat basa, not to eat yayin the night of the tanis. And similarly, to have a chasana, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph, the very first sif, he has a Bir Halacha where he says that one shouldn't make a chasana on Asar B'Teves and Shivasa B'Tamas. On the day, of Shivasa Batamas and Asar Batamas. Not appropriate to make a chasen. Why? Because the Avelus V'chur Mes HaMikdash applies on the day of the Tainus. So it's appropriate not to get married on that day. According to the Poskim, what should emerge is that you really shouldn't get married the night before either. Probably better not to. Right? If you assume, like the Rav, that the Yom HaTainus really begins at night, so then perhaps one can eat a chumrah. Very common to have a chasana the night of Asar B'Tanis, but according to the Rav's Lumbus, that the Yom HaTanis really begins the night before the Tanis, then one shouldn't be getting married the night of Shavuot B'Tanis and the night of Asar B'Tanis either. The night of Tzom Gedalia, I don't think is, you know, so popular. That's right after Rosh Hashanah. I never heard of anyone getting married then. But the night before Shavuot B'Tanis or the night of Asar B'Tanis, you could get married. So some are make it. If they can't work it out, so then they'll get married on the night of Shavuot, the night of Asar B'Tamuz. But according to the Rav's logic, it's better to abstain from doing that because the Avelus really begins the night of the Tanis. Rav Moshe was asked this Shaila. So he has in a tshuva in Or HaChaim in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samaches. He says he thinks B'Sha'as Sabchak he can get married the night of Shavuot the Tanis. What's Rav Moshe's logic? He says, look, even if you'll tell me that some of the Rishonim hold that the Yom HaTanis begins the night before, but we do have one Rishon who clearly says not that way. Who's that? The Baal Amor. He says, B'Sha'as Sabchak, it can be Sovich on the Baal Amor. It's with Moshe's logic. Very, very glad the logic. The Baal Amor is a Shita. He might not be Rov Rishonim, but maybe B'Sha'as Sabchak, it can be Sovich on the Baal Amor. And he adds, the Avelus of the 3 weeks is only a Minig Ba'alma. As we said, it's a Minig of the Ashkenazim, it's a Chumrah. So he says, if it's an extenuating circumstance, perhaps there's room to be mekel. Perhaps there's room to be mekel. So similarly, you could say when it comes to shaving, me'ikar adin, really you shouldn't. If you take the Rav's logic to its logical conclusion, you shouldn't be shaving the night of Shavuot B'Tamuz either, because the fast already began the night of Shavuot B'Tamuz. If Moshe writes in Or HaChaim and Chelek Dalet, in a different place, in Simen Kuf Yud Beis, those Beis, he says if a guy forgot to shave, let's say he didn't shave the past two days or so, 3 days, and it's not so good, and he has to go somewhere. He has an interview or something, and it would be kedai for him to shave, right? So, shas adchak, if it's an eis tzorech, perhaps there's room to be mekel the night of Shavuot B'Tamuz. To be mekel to shave on Shavuot B'Tamuz itself, I don't know if I'd be so mekel. To be mekel the day after Shavuot B'Tamuz, that's dependent on a lot of different issues we're going to talk about, right? To shave during the 9 days or during the 3 weeks, are there any heterim? But, for a person who, let's say for some reason, wasn't able to shave for 3 days before Shavuot B'Tamuz, wants the chaperine to shave before Shavuot B'Tamuz. According to the Rav Lachar, the night of Shavuot B'Tamuz, he can't. The tightness has already begun. Well, what are you talking about? There's nothing to discuss. According to Rav Moshe, perhaps there might be room to be mekel. To Shas Al-Chak, so if you weren't able to shave beforehand, maybe there might be room to be mekel that on the night of Shavuot B'Tamuz you can still shave. Okay, we'll stop.